From the Midas at Roseburg studio, KQEN weather, increasing clouds this afternoon, high about 90. 30% chance of showers tonight, thunderstorms, maybe small hail, gusty winds, heavy rain, cloudy, down to 56. On Saturday, 100% chance of showers, possible thunderstorm, and a high only of 56 degrees, much like the low. Saturday night, 80% chance of showers and 48. And then on Sunday, slight chance of showers, sunny and 71. We've got clouds increasing, but is 76 degrees now. KQEN News Time, 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. And as always, thanks for making Inside Douglas County part of your noontime listening. We appreciate it. Brian Rooney, the regional economist for the State of Oregon Employment Department, joining us. Brian, good afternoon. Thanks for being on the program.
Good afternoon, Kyle.
So we want to talk about the new data out this week about the near-record April unemployment in Douglas County. Go over some of the numbers and talk more about it.
Okay. Well, April is the first month where we're seeing the impacts of measures that were implemented to slow the spread of COVID-19 on the economy. And it really is an unprecedented economic impact. We don't have seasonally adjusted unemployment rates because, you know, the increase in unemployment was so drastic that they had to recalculate. This is the Bureau of Labor Statistics, has to recalculate the seasonal adjustments for each area. And so that'll be coming out later this week or later today or next week. That being said, yes.
No. And we'll talk more about that in a bit, but tell us more about what some of the numbers show at this point.
Right. So we're looking at the not seasonally adjusted unemployment rate, and it went from a record low in Douglas County of 5.0%. That's a record low for March. And then it increased to a near record high of 16.7% in April. There was a slightly higher unemployment rate of 17.2% in the depths of the Great Recession, and that was in April 2009. So just an unprecedented increase. We like to use the technical term, it skyrocketed.
Yeah, it definitely skyrocketed. And have any idea if we've ever seen such a rapid change?
Oh, no. As I said, this is an unprecedented increase of the unemployment rate for a single month. You know, normally we kind of go into these things more slowly. But this was just slamming the brakes on the economy, and the unemployment rate just shot up like it's never done before.
So compare our numbers in Douglas County with maybe some of the nearby counties around us.
Okay. So Douglas County at 16.7% was the ninth highest county in the state. So if we look at some of the counties around us to the north, Lane County was 16.1%. To the south, the Medford area was also 16.1%. And some of the other areas, let me see, I'm trying to find Grants Pass here. Grants Pass was 15.5%. So, you know, in our neck of the woods, we were pretty close to the statewide rate of 14.4%, you know, maybe a little bit higher. A lot of the unemployment rates at the county level depend on the industry structure. So counties that were more dependent on food services and accommodations, on hotels and restaurants, were hit the hardest. And so these tourist-dependent counties, especially on the North Coast, had very high unemployment rates. The highest rate in the state was Lincoln County at 26.2%, and the next was Clatsop County at 24.4%. So, you know, these are just not only great recession type numbers, these are great depression type numbers.
Wow. Yeah, and that just seems ominous. I know as the pandemic began and we were kind of in the early stages of wondering just where all this was going to go, I remember coming in one morning and the previous day, all our national news reports were comparing the situation to as it related to the Great Recession of 08, 09, et cetera. I came in the next morning and then I heard that term, you know, this could be close to the Great Depression. And that's just, honestly, of course, that's not what people want to hear, but it was pretty startling for everybody, including probably folks like you, to see that comparison so quickly.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if in modern history, if, you know, we've ever just, you know, completely stopped economic activity like this. You know, of course, those counties that were especially, the accommodation and food services industry was hit especially hard. That was pretty much the first industry that was shut down, and it was shut down, you know, almost completely. So with at the county level, though, on the flip side, some of the more rural counties who are more dependent on agriculture and maybe a little bit of manufacturing weren't hurt so badly. Out in eastern Oregon, Wheeler County went from 3.5% in March to 5.8% in April. Morrow County, which is one of the larger population counties out there, it went from 4.4% to 8.1%. So, you know, it's kind of a flip from the Great Recession, the last recession, in that the urban areas are hurt a little bit more than the rural areas, at least so far.
Interesting. What did you see for, I was thinking around Northeast Oregon, what about like Baker County, for example? What kind of numbers do you see there?
Baker County came in at 13.8, so pretty close. 13.5. Baker County came in at 13.5, went from 5.3 to 13.5. From March to April. So, you know, a little bit below the statewide.
And so for some of those more rural counties, I suppose part of that, for instance, those very remote areas, I mean, restaurants of any kind are few and far between. It's more common to have stores or takeout, et cetera. So you didn't have some of those factors, some of those subsectors of the economy really impacted.
Right. Kind of the ongoing joke is that they've been practicing social distancing all along.
Yeah, that's probably true. I remember going through some of those areas on a Cycle Oregon trip a long time ago. So the not seasonally adjusted rates, now you mentioned that the normal barometer that we use in news stories and you put out with the employment department, the seasonally adjusted rate is going to be out later today or sometime in the next few days. Between how the sort of the criteria for how those rates are set up, does that mean the seasonally unadjusted rate might be higher or might it be lower? What are you expecting?
Well, you know, I'm loath to say I don't know, but I don't know in this case. But if we look at the statewide rate, we did have a seasonally adjusted rate for the state. And it was 14.2% compared to the not seasonally adjusted rate, which is 14.4%. So it's likely that the seasonally adjusted rate will be slightly lower, you know, kind of going with the statewide seasonal adjustment there. And it's just because there's just no way that on any seasonal basis that the unemployment rate would increase this much. So the seasonal adjustment's likely to bring it down a couple notches, you know. But, you know, in this case, the change from March to April is just so drastic that, you know, whether we're using seasonally adjusted or unadjusted, it's a huge increase.
With Douglas County in phase one reopening, some folks that were out are back to work. So should the May rate be dropping as a number of people are going back to work?
You know, I'm not completely sure, but I'm going to say for Douglas County, we're going to have a few months of transition. So there are a couple fairly large layoffs that are going to show up in the May numbers because they happened in mid to late April. So, you know, when we compare April to May, those layoffs should show up. You know, it depends how people come off, how quickly people come off the payrolls. One was Swanson Group in Glendale had a published layoff of 300 workers, and that should show up in the May numbers. And also Mercy Medical laid off or reduced hours of 350 staff members. So those are going to show up. And I, when I say we're going to see a few months of transition, this is the kind of thing that's going to happen. As we lift restrictions, sure, we're going to see some employment increases in restaurants and bars and hairstylists, gyms. You know, we have some published openings in Douglas County. Goodwill is reopening. YMCA is reopening. And Seven Feathers Casino is reopening. And, you know, that's quite a bit of employment there. So that's going to help. But, you know, as restrictions are lifted and people come back to work, there's also this lingering drop in demand that's going to affect other industries, healthcare and manufacturing in this case. So it's likely we're going to see some more job losses, maybe a little bit of an increase in the unemployment rate, certainly not as rapid. But as we go forward, that transition will get more positive. The employment department doesn't do a short-term forecast, but the Office of Economic Analysis, State Office of Economic Analysis, those are the folks that do the revenue forecast, they do a statewide short-run forecast. So for the second quarter of 2020, and that's the quarter we're in now, it's April, May, June, they're expecting to see statewide employment drop somewhere south of 20%. And then in the second half of this year, as restrictions are lifted, and especially in the Portland area, you know, we'll see a rapid recovery, but it'll be incomplete. And then after that initial recovery from people, you know, from restrictions being lifted and people getting back to work, then we have a much slower recovery. And they're not expecting statewide employment to get back to the pre-COVID level until the second quarter of 2024. So if you can imagine it, they're calling it the square root recovery. So we have a steep drop and then a steep increase and then a slower increase. And it kind of looks like the sign you use for square root, if you can imagine that.
Wow. Going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Ryan Rooney, regional economist for the State of Oregon Employment Department. Back in 2 minutes, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1247 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1 on Mondays Inside Douglas County. County Commissioner Tim Freeman will be with us, give you an update on the county response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Brian Rooney, regional economist for the State of Oregon Employment Department, with us now, going through the data for Douglas County and looking at how some of the other areas around the region and the state have been impacted by the COVID-19 situation. As you mentioned, Brian, certain sectors, certain parts of the employment picture more widely impacted just because things, in many cases, ground to an almost total halt. When you look at Douglas County in the private sector losses for this April data, what were the big areas that were hit hard?
Well, you know, obviously the one that took the biggest losses was leisure and hospitality, and that includes hotel and restaurant jobs. Douglas County lost 1,170 jobs there, and that comes to a little over 35% of the jobs in that industry. It fared a little better than the statewide. Statewide was about 50%, was about half the jobs in leisure and hospitality were lost. Other services lost 550 in the private sector. That's where your, first churches are there. Also hairstylists and barbers, tattoo parlors, they're all in other services. And so that was a pretty hard hit there. One interesting thing is government had a large loss of 890. But you have to consider that the tribe, the Cow Creek Band, is considered a sovereign entity, and they're included in local government. So when the casino closed, that really took down local government employment.
Interesting. I hadn't put that in there. That makes sense. And obviously, all these sectors impacted. Were there any sectors that sort of walked away with not much impact?
Well, all the major sectors lost jobs. But with retail trade lost 260 jobs, which is a pretty large loss in Douglas County. But within retail trade, food and beverage stores had a slight increase of 20. So, with the pandemic, they increased their services for people to pick up groceries, to call in or go on the internet and make the order and pick it up. And also some stores were also doing delivery. So there was some hiring there.
And I know we have places like Costco that at points were hiring folks, at least on a temporary basis, because they stores of that style were getting hit even harder with demand for purchases.
Yeah. And that's kind of the nature of retail in Douglas County. You have some very large stores, like the home improvement stores. And as you said, Costco, Walmart, they're able to practice social distancing. And as I said, have pickup out in the parking lot. So retail trade was not hit quite as bad in Douglas County as it could have been in some areas, as it has been in some areas. I believe the drop was around 3%. So that's almost negligible compared to some of the other areas of the state with retail trade.
What's it been like to work in the employment department during this time?
Crazy. when we're talking about people applying for unemployment benefits, statewide, before mid-March, we were receiving about 4,000 unemployment benefits claims. So that just went up to 88,600 claims the last week of March. This is statewide. Right now, we've received 415,000 initial claims for unemployment benefits. So at we have people who, would normally do other jobs in tech or helping people to find jobs, whatever, who we trained to take unemployment benefit claims, to get that process underway for people. So we've actually got six times the people working on taking in claims that we had in mid-March. So it's kind of an all hands on deck. And even in Douglas County, we had about 150 claims a week before mid-March. It went up to 1,353 the first week of April, and it's since come down. Last week it was 473, but that's still way above what would be normal for this time of year.
So did you end up adding folks, you mentioned from other areas, but did you end up adding folks that were brand new hires to the employment department?
Yeah, we've been hiring some temporary people and, training them to take in the basic claims. We have a new program now, Project 100, where we're taking our more experienced professionals and putting them on those difficult claims. We've been able to process around 90% of initial claims. But, at 400,000, that means we have about 40,000 people whose claims have not been processed yet. And Project 100, we're taking our most experienced people and we're putting them on those more difficult claims to try and clear out that backlog.
Looking at the data again, the statewide picture for April, when you take put all the data together, what was the hit like for April?
So if we look statewide, there was a loss of, and these are seasonally adjusted employment numbers, there was a loss of 253,000. And so that's over the month, loss of 13%. Douglas County, the loss, I believe, was 11.2%. So, you know, being kind of a rural county and not being dependent on tourism as much as some areas, we had a little bit less of an employment loss than the statewide.
How did Oregon compare to the national numbers?
I have unemployment rates at the national level. So Oregon's unemployment rate, seasonally adjusted for April, is 14.2%, and that ranks us 22nd. So we're kind of middle of the pack there. Again, you know, your dependence on tourism kind of depends how hard hit you were.
Right. All right. Lots of good information, good numbers there. The music's playing, and so we're out of time. Brian Rooney, regional economist, the State of Oregon Employment Department, thanks for being on with us today.
Thanks, Kyle. That went very quickly.
All right, 12:57 at News Radio 1240, KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.